The gospel changes everything? Hey, I'm Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. We've heard that phrase before, right? The gospel changes everything. But what do we really mean by everything? Is it the same kind of everything we use when we talk about what to eat with barbecue sauce? It tastes good on everything. Well, we know that's not true. So, is it true when we say it about the gospel of Jesus that it really changes everything? What about the way we view our bodies? Can the gospel change even that? Well, that is what our story is about today. It's called, Does God Care About My Body? And it was written by Alyssa Griffin. I'm fat. My skin is broken out. My nose is too big. I'm ugly. Thoughts like these have haunted me most of my life, particularly during my teenage years. I often wondered what was wrong with me. Why couldn't I look different? Sometimes just looking in a mirror made me want to cry. My weight bothered me most, so I tried anything to reduce it. I refused my body nourishment, exercised too much, adopted specific and irrational eating rituals, and spiraled into binge eating. All of this was an attempt to quiet the sadness inside. I thought if I could control my weight tightly enough, I would be happy. What I couldn't see back then was that I was believing a lie. I hated my body for how it looked and thought it was worthless. I didn't think God cared or had anything to say about it. It took me many years and much wise Christian counsel to realize that nothing could be further from the truth. God created all of us in His image, the crown jewels of His originally good creation. It was only after humanity's fall into sin that we began misusing our bodies and considering them shameful. But even in our broken state, Jesus came to die on our behalf and make us right with God again, no matter what we look like. Now, God doesn't make His home in a physical building anymore. He lives in us. That's right, He chose to make the body that I hated and mistreated for so long into His temple. Scripture tells us that we are not our own. We were bought at a very high price, the blood of Jesus. Therefore, we are called to glorify Him with our bodies. So, if you are ever tempted to view your body as I did, please remember that you are worth much more than you think. The staggering reality is that we, bodies included, are immeasurably valuable because God created us, loves us, died for us, and lives in us. And that, my friends, is a beautiful thing. Isn't this good news? Maybe you've heard this before, or maybe today you're hearing it for the first time. When we take a step back and see how much God cares for us, what He sacrificed for us, and how He created us, our focus shifts. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20 says, "Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought at a price, so glorify God with your body." So here are some questions for you to think about today. What does it mean to bear the image of God? What does this say about how valuable our bodies are to God? And what does it mean to glorify God with our bodies? We don't need to come up with answers on our own. God's word is full of truth about how God views us. Be sure to read the scriptures that go along with what our devotional was about today. Genesis 1:26-27 and Genesis 3:7-10. And go back and read 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 again. It's a goodie. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.